I'm Casey Cruz with your Michigan headline news. Upset with a lack of progress from state lawmakers on banning synthetic marijuana, Macomb County is going it alone. Executive Mark Hackle and Sheriff Anthony Wickersham said yesterday they're done waiting for the state to pass laws cracking down on the substances. Hackle signed an order banning them in the county. Retailers caught selling the stuff, known by such names as Spice and K2, the substances will be confiscated. Up to 6 months in jail could result from misdemeanor charges. Last week, Oakland County officials started asking retailers to stop selling the stuff. Well, some white-collar General Motors retirees are steamed about changes being made at the automaker to their retirement plan. GM's offering a voluntary lump sum pension payout to 42,000 people, which will sever their financial ties to the former workers who take it. The other 118,000 people not being offered the buyout will have their pension program handled by Prudential Insurance, and some in Bay City are not happy. President of the Bay City Powertrain Station Retirees Club says that they feel the automaker is pulling the rug out from underneath them financially, as those who take the buyout will be responsible for their own monthly income the rest of their lives. Well, Stuart McGill of Canada remains jailed in mid-Michigan today. He's facing federal charges in Kansas of taking a 12-year-old girl from that state to have sex with her. The allegation was filed in federal court in Wichita yesterday by U.S. Attorney Barry Grissom. McGill and the young girl were picked up near Potterville, southwest of Lansing, Friday after an Amber Alert was issued. Police found them by tracking the young girl's cell phone. McGill faces at least 10 years in prison if convicted. The Michigan Department of Community Health says we've grown too fat as a state and it's time to get the weight off. The department's launched a statewide public health plan called Michigan Health and Wellness 4x4, which is focused on four healthy behaviors and four health measures. Roughly 33% of Michigan's adults are obese, while that figure stands at almost 12% for high school students. I'm Casey Cruz with your Michigan Headline News.